So this brings us to the third aspect of the hearer, the compassionate hearer. As you begin to deepen your practice, as you deepen your practice, you begin to hear the sound, not just of things, but the sound of living beings, of animals, of human beings. I don't mean by this simply the words that they speak, although of course you do hear those words, and you pay attention to those words, to the meaning of those words, and to the sound and nuance of those words. But what I'm really referring to is that you hear the deep sound in all beings. We heard just now that according to the Sharangama Sutra, one who listens to the sound of water without using his discriminating mind for 30 years attains Avalokiteshvara's all-pervading wisdom. Avalokiteshvara is, of course, the Bodhisattva of great compassion. He's the image, the symbol, the embodiment of enlightened compassion that all Buddhists aspire to embody in themselves. And Avalokiteshvara is known as the regarder of the cries of the world, or the regarder of the sounds of the world. Compassion listens to, hears, takes in the cries of the world, hears the pain in the world, the suffering in the world, all kinds of pain, including and perhaps especially the pain of those unable to express their deepest human nature and potential. He hears, Avalokiteshvara, the deepest of pains. Avalokiteshvara hears all this. Compassion hears all this. One of the most frequently used terms for compassion in Buddhist literature is anukampa, which literally means to tremble with or even to vibrate with. Hearing the deep sound of the world's sorrows, you vibrate with those sorrows and you respond with love, friendliness, kindness and compassion. This is something that you can also do in meditation. After many years of practice, of mindfulness of breathing, of metta bhavana, of puja, of living the Dharma, you can begin to open up to the pain and frustration around you. You can begin to hear it. Begin to hear that deep potential in others that's kind of held down and which causes, therefore, immense pain. And you respond. You sing back. You call back. You respond exactly, appropriately. You use words, gesture, sound, song even. You yourself sing the Dharma for others in whatever form gets to them, works for them, moves them. Avalokiteshvara is not actually one person, as it were. Avalokiteshvara is in fact the embodiment of what we call the bodhicitta, the awakened heart of compassion. And the bodhicitta is more like a sort of stream of energy, a stream of wisdom and compassion manifesting in the world for the benefit of all. And this bodhicitta, this enlightened aspiration to wisdom and compassion, this manifestation of wisdom and compassion, embodies actually all the three aspects that we've looked at: spiritual aspiration, wisdom and compassion. And in our practice, after a while, we begin to feel that we're all part of this bodhicitta. We're all part of this activity of aspiration, wisdom and compassion. All of us are playing our part in listening to, hearing the sound of the world's sorrows, and we're all playing our part in responding to that sound, making our whole life a song of response to that sound, a song of healing, of love, of joy, of beauty, of truth for everyone that we meet. This is what we're evoking when we make the sound of Avalokiteshvara's great mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. Actually, it's the sound we're making when we make the sound of any mantra. But in the sound of Om Mani Padme Hum, in the sound of this great mantra, there is the sound of our deepest spiritual aspiration and longing, the jewel in the lotus. In this mantra, there is the sound of great wisdom that comes through hearing, the primordial sound of the way things are. And in this great mantra, there is the sound of great compassion, the sound of the sufferings of all beings, and the sound of the loving response to that suffering. It's all embodied in that great mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. And the Sharangama Sutra describes what this sound is like very beautifully. And I'll close with this quotation. How sweetly mysterious is the transcendental sound of Avalokiteshvara. It is the primordial sound of the cosmos. It is the subdued murmur of the sea tide setting inwards. Its mysterious sound brings liberation and peace to all beings who in their distress are calling for aid. It brings strength to those who are truly seeking Nirvana's peace. Thank you.